What's News? I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal in New York. As a decision nears on choosing a site for its second headquarters, Amazon.com has revisited a handful of cities, fueling speculation about where it might be leaning. We'll have more on this in a moment with The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. First, here are some top news headlines. Facebook has reached across the pond to hire its top policy and communications executive, a move to help the company repair its image. Facebook said Friday that Nick Clegg, Britain's deputy prime minister from 2010 to 2015, would replace Elliot Schrage, who said in June he was stepping down. Mr. Clegg's recruitment comes as trust in Facebook has eroded. Outrage grew this spring over allegations that data firm Cambridge Analytica improperly accessed information on tens of millions of Facebook users and that Russian-backed propagandists had exploited the social network. More recently, hackers, believed to be spammers, gained access to the private information of 30 million Facebook users. The Washington Post says Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has decided to take part in an anti-terror finance meeting with Saudi security officials and their Middle Eastern counterparts in Riyadh later this month. Mnuchin is opting to attend despite growing global outrage over the suspected murder of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the hands of Saudi operatives. The security gathering next week is separate from a Riyadh financial summit that Mnuchin announced on Thursday he would not attend and which has been widely boycotted. The U.S. housing market remains weak despite a strong economy. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes fell 3.4% in September from the previous month to the slowest pace in 3 years. Home sales have been hampered by a number of factors, including low inventory, rising prices, and a run-up in mortgage rates. The University of Southern California has agreed to pay $215 million to settle a federal class action lawsuit brought against it by women who have accused a former campus gynecologist, George Tyndall, of sexual abuse and misconduct. It's among the largest settlements ever for a university over sexual misconduct claims. The money will be available to thousands of women who were treated by Mr. Tyndall during his nearly 30-year tenure at USC. Still ahead, Amazon revisits several contender cities for its second headquarters. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. You probably know that Amazon.com is looking for a location to house its second headquarters. The Seattle-based online retail giant has narrowed the field to 20 cities for the $5 billion project. It intends to make a decision on the new location by the end of the year. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that Amazon executives have recently revisited several of the finalist cities. Let's find out what this is all about from the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, who joins us via Skype from San Francisco. So, Laura, Amazon has made a new round of visits over the past couple of months. Which cities has it revisited?
We know it's revisited a few, and the names that we know so far are New York, Chicago, and Newark. So those are three of the cities that appear to be somewhat in the running still. We've heard from many cities that, you know, there's been varying levels of communication. Some cities also didn't need a visit. That doesn't mean they're out of the running. But it does appear that Amazon's getting a little bit closer to making its decision.
Well, obviously, this is adding to the speculation about where Amazon might be leaning. What's the speculation from these latest visits? For instance, it might be favoring an urban site.
Right. So we've talked to our sources, and they're definitely leaning towards an urban site at this point. So something that's walkable, something where it's an easy commute for workers. Those factors can really help in attracting the right talent, making sure that you're getting the people that you want to work at your company, and also just make it a more enjoyable experience sometimes to work at a company. Amazon already has that type of experience at its Seattle downtown campus, where you can easily walk around to apartment buildings or restaurants in the area. And it seems like that might be what they're leaning towards for the next site.
Okay, you just said that the fact that Amazon revisited some cities and not others doesn't mean that the unvisited cities are out of the running. What exactly did Amazon do on its recent revisits?
We heard from our sources that they were partially going back to check out the neighborhoods to kind of see what is it like in that area, to maybe revisit some of the sites that they were more interested in. So that was the purpose of some of those visits. They've also been following up with other cities like Miami and the Washington, D.C. area just to talk more about specific information. And then we also know that they have begun negotiating with some cities as well. So it does appear like they are making some progress.
Right. You write that the company may negotiate near final deals with several of them before announcing its ultimate decision, something that could help avoid signaling its choice prematurely. I'm not exactly sure what near final deals are.
Well, it would be that you would negotiate a lot of the terms of locating there, what the incentives would look like, what you might be bringing to the area, what you might be talking with the city about improving. So you get kind of all that laid out, and then they're going to make a final decision.
Let's go back a bit. Amazon's search for a second headquarters called HQ2 began in September of 2017. Its decision could have a big impact on the winner's local economy. Isn't that right?
Definitely. This is something that a lot of economic development experts are talking about. It's a very big project. Amazon has said that it could bring as many as 50,000 jobs and more than $5 billion in investment. That's over two decades. And of course, we can't say if Amazon will continue its rapid path of growth. But if that did materialize, it would be a big deal for whatever city got it. It would involve bringing in a lot of new businesses, a lot of other associated jobs, and a lot of real estate development. So it could really be a boon for whatever town ends up securing this project.
Also, Laura, what metrics and factors is Amazon considering in making its decision?
They're looking at dozens, actually, so more than 100. They're looking at various things from how many direct flights does it have going to Seattle to what's the tech talent like in the area. Of course, that's a huge one for them. And then they're even asking for data like what SAT scores from local high schools are like. So they're looking at every single piece of data that they can look at to try to make this decision, which is the way that Amazon does most of its business.
Now, it's widely commented upon that Amazon is breaking the mold as far as searching for a new headquarters. This is a real public search. Don't companies looking for a new location tend to keep their searches secret?
Definitely. This is breaking the mold in a lot of different ways. Most companies keep it very secret. They only visit maybe a handful of sites. They keep the entire process under wraps. And this has been a very public, you know, some people have described it as a beauty pageant. They've really opened the process. They've let lots and lots of cities apply. And, you know, some cities are saying they're already seeing a lot of benefits from just knowing that Amazon's interested in their city. Of course, there will also be 19 losers after this process is over.
Right. There were 20 finalists out of a total of, I guess, 238 applicants. And
it's
a decision is definitely looming again by the end of the year. That's what Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, has said.
Right.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens joining us from San Francisco. Thanks a lot, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.